I just walked toward Denise, and she must have realized the worst, and she just let out this blood-curdling scream.
One of the worst crimes in British history.
I believe.
On the 14th of February, 1993, James Bulger's dismembered and lifeless body was discovered on a railway line near Walton, Liverpool. The details of the crime were horrific, and when the public heard of his 42 injuries and severed body, they went into an uproar. This was a crime that rivaled nothing Britain had ever seen before, and the public was certain that only the worst evil could have done it. But when the haunting CCTV footage was released, Britain struggled to comprehend how the two children leading James Bulger away from the shopping centre could be the same people they had already labelled as a psychopath. But what defines a psychopath? Are they the lurking, creeping, spindly men often seen on TV? Are they easy to identify in a room full of people? Unfortunately, most research and evidence suggests that psychopaths are much harder to find, not because there are so few of them, but because they tend to align better with a charming yet average person. Ted Bundy, for example, was a successful, attractive, and charismatic man. At the time, no one believed that he could be a psychopath, though he had murdered over 35 women in just 5 years. Ultimately, it seems that psychopaths differ to how they're imagined. So, is it possible for John Venables and Robert Thompson to be one? After analysing and assessing the details of the crime, it seems likely that they are. Psychiatrist Dr. Munn says that there is a profound difference between how a psychopath would kill and how a non-psychopathic murderer would kill.
Often when we see people with severe psychopathic traits that have killed, they've done it in a very brutal way. There's often torture or an assault that happens first.
Psychiatric pathologist Dr. Williams found 42 injuries on the toddler's body.
Psychopaths are more likely to kill a stranger than someone they know, whereas non-psychopaths are more likely to kill a relative, a colleague or a partner, especially if they're trapped in an abusive relationship.
Before the day of his death, neither Venables nor Thompson had ever encountered James Bulger or his family.
For psychopaths, we know that murder makes them feel powerful and important, whereas for neurotypicals, murder is seen as a means to an end. In other words, psychopaths murder because for them, it's pleasurable.
The final proof that the now-released murderers are psychopaths is evident in their trial transcripts. Senior Police Detective Robert Wiltshire reported that Thompson in particular seemed to show no remorse for what he'd done, nor did he feel any empathy for his victim or their family. He remained stubborn, defiant, and even arrogant throughout the interrogation and trial, and broke only once he realised he was in trouble. This behaviour is extremely reminiscent of a psychopath, who feels no empathy for others' pain, and only understands his own. Even Venables, who was often considered the follower in the crime, was described as someone who cared only for himself, who seemed to embody the psychopath definition. Unfortunately, however, it'll never be clear whether John Venables and Robert Thompson are or aren't psychopaths, what the motive was, or even whether there was one. At the time of James' murder, the childhood killers were both still months away from turning 11, and years away from being old enough to take the revised psychopath checklist. Not to mention, neither could say why they murdered him or why they did it in such a violent way. Despite analysing their childhoods and interrogating them for their motives, the country of Britain will likely never be given an answer, and Denise Bulger will be left forever guessing why her son is dead.